China on ice and snow. Winter Wonderland. It is February 2022, and the Bird's Nest in Beijing is a winter wonderland. The Olympic flame burns brightly inside a giant snowflake. Music plays, and children dance with bright lamps. The crowd cheers as the athletes come in. They proudly wave flags and show their medals. The 24th Winter Olympic Games was a great victory for the host nation. Team China finished third in the medal table. It was its best ever result in the Winter Games. The world was amazed, and a new era of winter sports for the Chinese people was opened up. Skiing through the centuries. China's history of getting around on snow and ice began long before the Winter Olympics. Altai is a mountainous area in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. It is covered in snow for many months of the year. In a cave there, some local people made an incredible discovery. Rows of small people are painted on the wall. They stand on skis with wild animals around them. The painting is believed to be at least 10,000 years old, and is the oldest depiction of skiing in the world. Altai in snow. Rock painting discovered in Altai. Nowadays in Altai, local people still use traditional skis. Their skis closely resemble those in the ancient painting. What's more, their unique style of skiing looks very similar to that on the cave wall. An ancient ballad, The Hunter's Song, has been sung by generation after generation of Altai people. Its words give praise to the hunters on skis and pray for their safe return. Traditional skis used by Altai people. Over the centuries, skiing became a popular activity in other areas beyond Altai. During the Sand Tang dynasties, 581 to 907 CE, ethnic people in the vast regions of northern China became expert skiers. They improved their skiing equipment as well. After the Song dynasty, 960 to 1276, skiing became more of a sport for competitions and a way to have fun. The Golden Age of Ice Sports. In addition to skiing on snow, Chinese people have, for centuries, been skating on ice. The Golden Age of ice skating was during the Qing Dynasty, 1644 to 1911. At that time, it was a part of military training. Each year, the ice skating battalion trained hard for months. Even the emperor was present to watch their parade on ice every year. During the reign of Emperor Qianlong, the military parade turned into games on ice, known as Bingxi. It was an annual event and was held in the royal garden. Bingxi included many fun activities and sports. In the game Ice Tuju, for example, players were allowed to use their hands as well as feet to pass the ball. An exciting part of Bingxi was the downhill ice skating. Skaters tried to skate down an icy slope. The slope was very slippery and was about 10 meters high. If one reached the bottom of the slope upright without falling over, he would be the winner. This period also saw many talented figure skaters. Siju, with his superb skating skills, was known as the Swallow on Ice. He was also the author of China's first book on figure skating. In his book, Siju described 36 different figure skating moves with words and pictures. The Neja to the Sea. The Upward Kick. The Fish. Frozen City. The years after the Qing Dynasty brought a new age of ice skating to Beijing. In 1925, Beihai Park, one of the royal venues for Bingxi, opened to the general public. It attracted many skating enthusiasts and soon became a top choice for winter sports. A news report of the first ice skating festival in Beihai Park in 1926. The first ever ice skating festival in Beihai Park took place in January 1926. The event attracted thousands of spectators. There were more than 130 performers, Chinese and foreigners. They were dressed up in fantastic costumes, as the newspaper reported. For many years afterwards, the ice skating festival in Beihai Park was a hugely popular event. In 1935, Beijing hosted the 19th ice performance of the North China Games. This was the first regional winter sports competition ever to be held in the city. Exactly 80 years later, Beijing would win its bid to host the 2022 Winter Olympics. Nowadays, parks all over Beijing turn into winter wonderlands during the coldest months of the year. Visitors to these parks can join in the fun on the frozen lakes. Or, if lucky enough, they might be able to see performers recreate the ice games of the Qing Dynasty. Beihai Park, Beijing. Shechahai Ice Rink, Beijing. Winter also brings snow to the mountains of Beijing. The sights and sounds of the busy ski season fill the snowy slopes. The Big Freeze. When Beijing won the bid to host the 2022 Winter Olympic Games, the whole of China, particularly its younger generations, seemed to go wild for winter sports. By the time the Games started, about 3,000 schools across the country had winter sports activities as part of their curriculums. In addition, an increasing number of indoor venues were built. Winter games could be enjoyed in any place at any time. It is even possible to go ice skating in China's southernmost province, Hainan, in the middle of summer. Beijing made the promise of engaging 300 million people in winter sports to the world when it bid for the 2022 Winter Olympics. It has kept its promise. Since 2015, hundreds of millions of Chinese people have participated in winter sports activities. It is a lasting legacy to winter sports in China and the future of the Olympic movement. When the Beijing Winter Olympics ended, the Olympic flame inside the giant snowflake went out. However, the passion for winter sports continued to burn brighter than ever in China. Its long and remarkable history on snow and ice promises a bright and brilliant future. Word Bank. Ballad. Battalion. Bid. Brilliant. Costume. Curriculum. Depiction. Engage. Figure skating. Giant. Remarkable. Resemble. Royal. Spectator. Superb. Swallow. Vast. Venue. Wonderland.